And very pleasant good morning. We're now at 8:33. Welcome into our monthly visit with the Randolph County Commission. If we only had a video camera in here, how are you, Presiding Commissioner John Truesdale?
Doing well, Bob. Now I found my microphone. Now life's good.
Wayne Wilcox from the eastern side. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great this morning. A little damp around the edges. The cattle are getting a little bath this morning.
Did you see what we were laughing about in here, by the way?
I didn't catch it all. So
our presider could not find his microphone, which was flipped up over his head.
Okay, there you go.
Johnny Hobbs, how are you doing from the western side of the county?
Doing very well this morning.
I'll ask you first as we start off with, we got more rain today. How are our roads looking?
Well, we were starting to catch up a little bit, but this rain is going to kind of make things soggy again. I do want to talk about something that we're going to try to do. We've looked into it. Our sheriff came in the other day and got looking at a new GPS system through U.S. Cellular. And after visiting with him, we had the company come in and gave us a little presentation yesterday on the thing. And one thing that really interested me about it is the fact that you can map every road that we've went down every day. And once you start the process with this GPS system, you can go back, as long as you keep this thing in service, you can go back 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. If they go down County Road 2121 today, I can tell you exactly the day, the time, the minute, and what vehicle was there, who was driving the vehicle, and what kind of rock they were hauling. So I know from this point on, I have a better system of tracking where I've put rock, and if any rock that any road that I have ignored, I will be able to go back and look at the screen and say, hey, we need to get down County Road 2160. And this will be a better thing. We'll be able, on the minute, any day of the week, look and see where we're at on our grading of our roads and rocking of our roads.
All right. If you got a question for the commission, 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. John, has the commission decided to go with that system?
Well, we haven't decided to go with it yet. We are in the process of looking into it and continuing to do some more research on the product. But it looks like a really good product. It looks like there's a number of benefits that could come in from us. In addition to what Commissioner Hobbs has said on it, you can create waypoints utilizing that particular system. And so in the bad points of the year when we have snow that is blocking roads in heavier quantities, or if we've got roads that have soft spots that are in them, we can identify those here when the weather gets at its worst stage, where we're not able to go in and actually fix that road at this point in time. You're going to wait until you have better weather and to be able to go in and actually work on the road when they're right. And this will create those waypoints, and you can track and point out those bad spots that are in it, and then come back to that on a later point and when it is a good time, and start your work on those roads.
Wayne, let me ask you, how much has technology changed since you've been involved with the commission?
Well, I'm going to go back here to the presiding commissioner earlier.
Not being able to find his microphone?
He has never flown a helicopter, so that's the reason why he didn't know where that microphone was. You know, if you'd flown a helicopter through your life, you'll always know that those microphones are pretty well attached to that headset somewhere. So, anyway.
Glasses, Wayne. I never can find them either. They're on top of my head.
There you go. So, anyway, just like everything else, you know, with our cell phones and our pieces that we use every day, those have improved through the years. The 11 years, I'm working in my 11th year now with the commission, and we've been able to implement a number of those things. And I have to give the sheriff credit and the Sheriff's Association credit. He saw an opportunity to save out of his budget quite a bit of money. I don't remember the exact figures, but it's almost in half what this former system we were using is going to cost. And so he's already implemented that, and it is a key piece in safety for our deputies that are out there. And it was a key piece in a chase that we had 9, 11, 12 months ago in tracking down some criminals that were on the run. And it allowed us to put up roadblocks where we needed to. So it's a real, and it keeps the, if they're driving, it keeps their hands on the wheels rather than on a microphone somewhere.
Wait, let me ask you one other thing, and I'll just give you a, do you want to mention on the radio today what we talked about the other day concerning what's going to be happening down the line with regard to you?
No, I don't have a problem. No.
So, what are you thinking? What have you decided?
A week ago, Tuesday, I announced to my fellow commissioners that at the end of 2020, the end of this term, I will be retiring from the commission. That will, I have given the county 12 years, I've given the, you know, U.S. government 39 plus years of service, and I've given my local school board 18 years worth of service. So at this point in time, I'm ready to hang it up. I've got a young grandchild that's coming on, and I just want to be free to spend some time with her. But I intend to retire in on December 31st, 2020.
Was it a tough decision for you?
It was. It was. This has been a great group to work with. We've accomplished a lot of things. We were talking about that yesterday. Just in the short period of time that this commission is set, we've accomplished a lot of things. And so I hate to give up on that because it is a good group to work with. But there comes a time in your life that something clicks and it says you need to move on, create some space. One of my goals has been to farm till I was 80. I think this will allow me to do so.
All right. Now we'll turn things over to the presiding commissioner. Let's talk about this briefly because we want to get to the 911 issue and, again, take your phone calls. You've got a proclamation in your hand, don't you?
I do have a proclamation. This has been National Health Week, and in conjunction with that, come tomorrow on April the 5th, we are going to create a proclamation that I have here in my hands today. I'll be presenting this today to the Randolph County Health Department, and we're recognizing Prevent Child Abuse America program. And as a result of that, we're naming tomorrow as Blue Day. And Blue Day is to draw recognition to child abuse and domestic violence. And it's a problem that goes across the nation, not just here in Randolph County, but it's something we all need to be aware of. And so when you look out and you're going through the county and you see a bunch of little blue pinwheels that are scattered here across the county at different places, those pinwheels are designed in order to create recognition for this particular day. They're selling those out at the health department. And they're running about $2.50 a piece, and they're designed to draw attention, like I said, into child abuse. And so tomorrow is Blue Day. The money that comes from these pinwheels, we're going to give to Safe Passage, a wonderful program that we have that's here inside the county that helps to prevent domestic violence.
All right. The county commission is with us. Again, 263-2424, 800-892-2300. Let's turn things back over to Commissioner Hobbs and give folks a little insight. When we were at the courthouse the other night and the absentee results came in and we found out the 911 issue was being overwhelmingly approved at that point, what was the vertical leap from Commissioner Truesdale like?
Well, it was kind of like his driving. You don't ever want to go riding to look at county roads on a snowy day down Highway 63 in Mr. Truesdale's Jeep.
You could just run out of gas or something like that, couldn't you?
Oh, no, we never did run out of gas. We just coasted in on fumes.
All right. Hey, we got a phone call coming in. Let's go to the Moberly line. Hi there. You're on with the commission.
Yeah. Party line?
No. You're on with the Randolph County Commission. Party line's going to be on just after 9:05. In all seriousness, Wayne, how about your thoughts on the 911 issue being approved?
Well, this county, the residents of this county have been really good to themselves. You know, we just look after and get things done for those folks out here in the county. Since I've been on the commission, everything that we've put in front of the voters basically has been received positively. And I just can't say enough about their vision of the citizens in this county. So when we put the issue of 911 on and explained it, whether it was the Mobley police chief, our sheriff, Commissioner Truesdell, any of us that were presenting the program to the community, they understood, and that's been the positive piece. They've understood their needs and have been willing to meet them with ballot issues.
All right, John, let me ask you then. I know one of the next steps or one of the first steps is getting that board together, isn't it? How does that work?
Well, there will be an advisory board that's going to be created. It's going to consist of the stakeholders, if you would, that are involved in our 911 dispatch. So it will involve representation that will represent all of the county firefighters and their districts. It will represent our ambulance district. It will represent our law enforcement, both at the police level and also there with the county sheriff's office. And this board will be the ones that will be deciding the priorities, if you would, that we need inside of our 911 system. We know that we've identified already a number of things, and this all came out when we were going out publicly and letting people know the priorities that we had and why we needed to have a fee charged on these phones in order to try to continue to support our 911 system. And so this board will be doing a number of things. They'll be trying to locate different areas here in the county where we can put up repeaters that will take and allow our signals from our radio transmissions to be heard throughout the county. Currently today, we've got some dark spots. So when our emergency vehicles move into those dark spots, they lose their communication. And so we're going to enhance that and try to increase the ability to be able to keep those communications up. We know that's going to be one of the major things that we do have that's in it.
So how soon do you hope to have the board together?
Well, we've started already kind of trying to figure out what we need to do to try to get this up. I can't actually put an actual date on it. It's going to involve some work on behalf of all of these stakeholders, if you would. So, for example, inside of all of our fire districts, they will have a representative that will sit on this board. All of our firefighters across the various districts, as they are represented here in the county, those individuals will get together. They will determine who their person is to be that's going to be on that board. And so that person will set up on that end. There are some that are set right now. For example, our sheriff will hold a position that's on that board. There will be a representative from the county commission that is on that board. There will be a representative there from the city of Moberly that is on that board. And so, trying to set that up is underway, if you would, and it should be arriving pretty soon. By the end of this year, we should be in pretty good order of knowing what we want to do as far as that board goes and be in the process of the planning stages to determine what we're going to be able to do.
And Johnny, this seems like it's good news for the county, meaning the county, the city of Moberly, for everyone involved.
Absolutely. We've needed this for a long time.
All right. Wayne, when do we expect the money to start coming in?
Usually, and this is different than a sales tax or anything else, the Department of Revenue will start collecting this, and then they'll distribute it to us, we believe, on a quarterly basis. And usually it takes 60 to 90 days. In that first 60 days, they notify the people that they'll have to do that. And somewhere around 90 days, we begin to start collecting that. And that now those are assumptions, but that's been the past when we passed a sales tax change or something along those lines. That's about how long it takes.
And if memory serves, that's the way most other states do it, to where the money goes into the state, then it gets distributed, right?
That's right.
All right. John, this is an exciting time because I think now you're going to be able to see some upgrades made that have needed to have been made.
That's absolutely correct. We absolutely did not have the financial resources in the old system to be able to actually maintain the 911 system that we had. For those of you that may not know, 911 and this system was established utilizing fees that were charged on everybody's landline phones. And that got initiated here years ago, and the money that was coming in from landline phones is what funded our 911 dispatch. So many individuals, because of technology, have moved away from their landline phones and are now going over to cell phones. Today, 85% or thereabouts close are currently coming in when those 911 calls are coming in. They're coming in on cell phones. They're not coming in on a landline. And so that funding source was depleting and was going the opposite direction. And so this allows us to have the money necessary in order to continue to keep the 911 system up and to keep it healthy. And I can't say enough good about the city of Moberly and how well they had been our PSAP, and they had been the ones that have been working with us in order to provide us the services for 911. The county had contracted with them to continue to do that work, and that's what we have continued on in this end. But they were absolutely wonderful to work with. They were very attentive to the needs, very open-minded to what it took for all the county to do. And frankly, City of Moberly had carried the biggest part of the burden of our 911 system on their back. They were putting the lion's share of the money that was going into that system was coming out of those folks. And now this will allow us to turn around and level that playing field, provide additional funding into that system, and so we can make these changes like these repeaters that I'm talking about that are going across the county that we need to do.
All right, I'm going to toss this open. Who wants to talk? Go ahead, Wayne. You wanted to add something first.
Well, we talked about technology a while ago. And the technology that's in the receiving portion of our call system at the PSAP there here in Moberly has gotten to a point to where it's very difficult to maintain. And that's the first thing that we've really kind of got to get upgraded. And so they've already been looking at updated systems for that. AT&T's been a big part of that system, but we understand that there's multiple companies out there that have those facilities or kind of technology that really provides us a lot of improvement. And we talked about being able to identify sheriff's deputies' locations. Well, we'll be able to really pinpoint with only two towers where a 911 caller is coming from. So that technology piece is going to help us really move forward.
All right, one of the coolest things that we don't have time to talk about today, but one of the coolest things a lot of PSAPs have done, you can now set up a text to a 911 call and get that. That is so cool and so valuable. All right, I'll toss this out as we got about 3-4 minutes left. Who wants to tell me what's going to happen Monday about 10 o'clock regarding trees?
Come Monday, we have a historical event that's actually going to occur at the Randolph County Courthouse. Enbridge, who runs the pipelines here across the county, graciously made a nice donation to the county and said that they would provide us with some trees. And so we have a number of trees that we're going to take and plant that are going to be out there at the courthouse. That's occurring on Monday. Representatives from each one of the FFA chapters that is here inside the county will be coming tomorrow to help us plant those trees.
Oh, so, you mean Monday?
Monday.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. That's coming Monday.
Okay, you said Monday. You said tomorrow.
That's I say tomorrow? Well,
He's still trying to find his microphone.
I'm still trying to find my microphone. They'll be coming Monday. That's going to occur on the 8th at 10 o'clock. We're going to have a nice group picture that's out on that. And the idea of that is we'll take that picture, we'll place that in the archives in our historical center there at the courthouse. And so years from now, when the grandchildren of these FFA members come to the courthouse, they'll be able to see their family when they were young and ready and able to plant trees. And they'll come past great big huge shade trees in order to be able to get into the courthouse and then see the picture that's there on the wall of the little bitty trees.
All right, we're going to have to cut you guys loose. Thanks so much for coming in today. The Randolph County Commission has joined us.